Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are one of our loyal listeners, we thank you for being here, sticking it out with us. We love you, and it's a journey, and so we love that you have been with us on this journey.
We love that you've been on us.
Yes,
during
there
this
you
journey.
Go. Sorry.
Leave it to
Tina for my. And for those of you that are new, you are in for a treat. So. Anyway, so today we thought we'd talk a little bit about our cooking styles.
Hot, steamy cooking.
That's right. So, anyways, aren't you glad that you joined us? Thought we'd talk a little bit about cooking styles, because Tina and I the other day were comparing, we were just talking about our mothers and how we grew up and how our mothers cooked and how we cook, the different modes of cooking. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? The different modes of cooking. Well, there were two things that we brought up. Number one was oil, the mm-hmm. use of oil, mm-hmm. because, I remember growing up, my big thing in my Puerto Rican household was rice and beans, and arroz y habichuelas, okay? Rice and beans, and we would use oil in the rice, and we would use it in the beans, mm-hmm. And then we would use it for everything else. We use it for everything else, and there was frying that took place. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are definitely a lot of amazing Puerto Rican dishes that require some frying, I know that my mom did use steam. In fact, I remember she used to use a pressure cooker, mm-hmm. that's with steam,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she used to actually use that quite a bit with beans. She would buy the beans in a package, and then she would put them in a pressure cooker and steam them in that fashion. So we were talking about that, and then Tina was talking about
my parents would make sauce, right? So I'm Italian, mm-hmm. so we ate a lot of pasta, right? And so when we would make sauce, we would make a huge vat of it, and then freeze it to have. But they would fry meat, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing was you fry onions and meat, and then you put that off to the side, and you start to make the sauce, and then you reincorporate the meat, right? So then the meat soaks in the sauce as it's cooking all day. And
that sounds amazing.
It isn't. Well, you know how amazing it is. I mean, it's delicious, right? But the thing that I remember when I would cook sauce is that because you start with the oil in the mm-hmm. pan with the meat, and then you add the sauce, that as the sauce is cooking throughout the day, you've got that kind of oil that sits on the top of the sauce that you're kind of slowly trying to remove from mm-hmm. the sauce as it's cooking, but it's in there, right? And then when you and I started trying to eat a little bit healthier, and we learned about different ways of cooking, we stopped putting meat in mm-hmm. the sauce, right? And we would use lentils, or we're using other substitutes, right, to make the sauce, or just not putting any meat or lentils and just making a nice sauce, mm-hmm. right? And I didn't realize it until recently, but when you do that, you don't have that oil in mm-hmm. the sauce. It's just the sauce, right? And so about a week or two or so, we've been using, there's a new product out for meat, right? It's called Beyond Meat, and it's a meat substitute, but it's like a healthier meat substitute,
mm-hmm.
and they make burgers, ground meat, and sausage. And I thought, I'm gonna try to use the sausage to make sauce, right? And so I put the sausage in there just like I would regular sausage, and I put oil I fried it. Yeah, it was the one. So like, you like those sausages, but for some reason you guys didn't like it in the sauce.
Right,
but
right.
It's fine. Like,
yeah.
But why it triggered me was because I fried the sausage,
mm-hmm.
and then I added this. I took it out, and then I added the sauce, and then again, like an hour later, you see that condensation of oil at the
mm-hmm.
top. And I was like, oh yeah, I totally forgot about making sauce that way and having that oil be in the sauce, right? And how it's just not that healthiest in the
yeah.
world, right? And
yeah.
so we were just talking about just how our cooking style has shifted to try to eliminate some of those unnecessary fats, mm-hmm. right? And different ways of cooking so that we could avoid or just cook a little bit healthier.
Right.
That's all, you know? So we were just talking about steaming. Like, I didn't even know what steaming was, right? Mm-hmm. Until we kind of learned about it. But, you know, we have this huge steaming pot now, and we pretty much steam every vegetable we have. And mainly that's because the minute you put a vegetable with an oil in a pan and that oil gets above 180 degrees, it basically turns into a trans fat. And so that oil becomes unhealthy for you. But oil in general is very healthy for you. Olive oil, avocado oil, hemp
coconut oil,
coconut oil, very, mm-hmm. very good for you. Good, healthy fat, but you have to have it raw. Right. So the way that we use oil now is that we'll steam the vegetable and then we put oil after, mm-hmm. after it's already cooked, so that you're not heating the oil.
Yeah.
And that gives you both the vegetable plus the oil without it getting hot and turning into a trans fat.
Yeah. And it's such a simple way to season your food. It's so good for you. And it is, it's just so good. It just tastes so good. You know, just some olive oil and some sea salt
and pepper.
Yes, we must add the pepper. So Tina and I have this thing going on with pepper because it is obviously a very big thing in an Italian kitchen.
Must be.
Yeah, and it's not, I remember my mom using pepper, but that is not a big condiment.
Herb.
A Puerto Rican kitchen, you know, we use a ton of garlic. Would you guys use a lot of garlic? Mm-hmm. Let's just put it this way: it has been amazing us meshing in our styles, mm-hmm. and I think the way it came up is because, so I'm really huge into our Puerto Rican beans and mm-hmm. rice, you know, and for me, like one day a week, that's like the thing.
Well, it's basically a garbanzo bean. It's kind of like a garbanzo bean soup. Is what it is,
but
you put it over rice. But
yeah.
It's basically garlic and onion, and this is what she makes. This is what she loves to make. She makes is garlic and onion, and then she puts in diced tomatoes, a can of diced tomatoes with garbanzo beans, and then a little bit of broth, right, to get it liquidy. Like she likes it like really liquidy because you want it to be kind of juicy when it goes over
but
the rice.
But you want it to be like kind of thick liquidy. And let me go back because the diced tomatoes is not typically like the way we grew up making it. Mm-hmm. It's what I use because that's what we have. What we like using was like tomato sauce.
We have tomato sauce.
Yes, but sometimes and I do use a tomato sauce when we have it. But the diced tomatoes is fine too. But mm-hmm. I was telling Tina that there is a mix called.
Sazon.
Well, there's sazon, but there's another mix. Oh, man. Now
you
forget
it?
Having a brain cramp. That my mom
sofrito.
Used. Oh, sofrito. Yes, sofrito. That is like a mix of these aji dulce little peppers and garlic and, mm-hmm. you know, cilantro and bell pepper. There's probably a little bell pepper in there. And just the seasonings are amazing. There's a, you know, I was telling her the adobo seasoning, the sazon, and for those of you that are Puerto Rican, you will absolutely
know
what I'm talking about. But anyways, so you know, through the years, we've incorporated our ways of cooking, and we've blended it, and Tina makes the Puerto Rican beans, and the other night she made them, and she's like telling me, and I added pepper. I'm like, what? You can't add pepper to the habichuelas.
You didn't even notice.
So we've had this thing going on with the pepper, and she'll make like, you know, I mean, it's as funny as, yeah, I made some oatmeal and I added pepper. I'm like, okay, honey, you've got to stop doing this. She's like, but I'm Italian.
I have to use the pepper.
I have to use the pepper. But one of the things too, when we started cooking healthier was, you know, instead of me sauteing like the onions and the the onions and the garlic and whatever, cilantro, everything I'm going to put in some oil to prepare for the beans is sauteing it in vegetable broth.
Yeah.
And I remember when we started doing this years ago, at first I was like, what? what?
Yeah.
That is going to totally take away from the flavor of it. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much better for you, so much healthier. You don't have this oil floating around at the top. And, you know, you've sauteed it in some nice vegetable broth.
What you're actually doing is you're doing a steam within the broth.
Right.
You're not frying. And we use it. So the big place where we use that is with soups.
Yeah.
So in your beans and then when I make soup. So typically when you make a soup, you start off with onions, carrots, celery, right? It's like the base. And you'd put oil and you'd fry. And then you'd put all the soup stuff in and the liquid. So again, now you've got the oil floating at the top, just like with the sauce. So when you're making a soup, you don't have to do that. You can start off like with what you're doing with your beans with the broth.
Right.
And you just do a steam on the garlic and the onions instead of a fry. And then you start adding all the liquids and the other vegetables, and now you don't have the oil problem.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's probably out of everything that you and I have done when we started cooking healthier, cleaner, probably the biggest thing I think that's had the impact on just like something simple that you can do, but that's made a really big impact on how we make food.
That's right.
Yeah.
I do want to add that I must have been destined to marry an Italian because my mother used to make Italian dressing.
Oh.
So there you go.
Oh, very good.
So even though we were having a Puerto Rican meal, we always had a salad.
Oh,
always. Awesome. And she would always put Italian dressing.
Nice.
Yeah, so there you go. So it was meant to be.
Meant to be.
It was meant to be. But anyways, just to kind of summarize, so a couple simple things that you could do in your cooking to eat healthier. Instead of using oil, substitute with a vegetable broth. You know, instead of frying something, think of a way of making it healthier. Bake it, you know, and
steam it. You can bake it too.
Well, yeah, you can bake, but I meant to say steam.
Yeah.
But steam it. I mean, your vegetables. I know a lot of people boil their vegetables. Tina, you want to talk about that?
Well, just briefly. I mean, when you boil a vegetable in a ton of water, if you've ever boiled a vegetable and then dumped the water, do you notice how all the water is green that goes down the sink? I mean, you've basically just boiled off all the nutrients from that vegetable. So that's the difference between steaming and boiling. You're going to get the same effect. You're going to make the vegetable softer without losing the nutrients when you steam. So it is important to have a really nice steaming pot in your house so that you can steam things instead of boiling.
That's right. And if you can't, you know, if for some reason you don't want to get a steamer pot yet, there are inserts that you can buy to put in whatever pots you do have where you put a little bit of water at the bottom of the pot, put the insert. It's a steaming insert. Just order one on Amazon, you know, and then you could put your vegetables on there. There's rice cookers that you can get that will use the steam that is being generated to steam the rice, and it has an insert that you put at the top to steam your vegetables. You know,
you can make rice and veggies at the same
time. So all kinds of stuff, all sorts of options. But yeah, if you don't have a steamer, get on Amazon today and buy yourself a steamer and start steaming your vegetables. And I mean, it's just an amazing, healthier way to eat. All right, so we're going to go ahead and close out for now. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.